USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House passed a Democratic bill to reopen the government through February 8th and provide $14 billion in emergency spending for recent disasters, including hurricanes and wildfires. It's unlikely, though, to be taken up in the GOP-led Senate. Democrats and Republicans met at the White House to try to resolve the shutdown. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump met with the Problem Solvers Caucus to discuss border security and the partial government shutdown. Now, one of the men who was at that meeting, part of that Problem Solvers Caucus, is Democratic Congressman Max Rose. He joins Fox News and says, look, we need to solve this, Democrats and Republicans.
I don't care what political party someone is from, I'll take a seat at the table and I will continue to sit down at the table to push and push and push to get this government back open.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
An attack allegedly targeting federal buildings in the nation's capital was thwarted. U.S. Attorney B.J. Pack says authorities acted on a tip from the community and arrested a 21-year-old Georgia man.
His alleged intent was to attack the White House and other targets of opportunity in the Washington, D.C. area by using explosive devices, including an improvised explosive device, an anti-tank rocket.
Last month, the Trump administration declared victory over the Islamic State in Syria. And now, there's been a suicide bomb attack at a restaurant in Najib that left four Americans dead. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shannon.
Our fight against terrorism is ongoing, and we will remain vigilant and committed to its destruction.
The Americans, two service members, a civilian Defense Department employee, and a contractor were dining when the bomber walked by and blew himself up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two sidelined politicians have landed jobs on TV, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Former Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill losing her re-election bid in 2018, but it appears she hasn't stayed unemployed for long. McCaskill has joined NBC News and MSNBC as a political analyst. Also, former Ohio Governor John Kasich is joining CNN as a contributor, serving as an analyst across the network, according to CNN officials. Kasich has been a vocal critic of President Trump. He has TV experience hosting Heartland with John Kasich on Fox News from 2001 to 2007, and at times he was a fill-in host on The O'Reilly Factor. The Republican Kasich, a presidential contender in 2016, has not ruled out making a bid in the GOP primaries to try to unseat President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
American businessman and former Peace Corps volunteer Jason Spindler was among those killed in the attack by Islamic militants in a luxury hotel complex in Nairobi, Kenya. Joseph Spindler says his son went to Kenya to help improve lives there.
Just was a wonderful person that wanted to change a lot of the world and took his expertise to areas that he felt needed it.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com.